about himself and the book he's written.
Yeah, Stephen, yeah, glad to be here and glad to talk to you. I'd like to start why I wrote the book, because there are a lot of books out there on faith and science. I was a scientist before I was saved. My training is in physical chemistry. And I struggled with a lot of issues. What you learn in a science classroom, what you learn in the secular media, does not necessarily match up with what you read in the Bible or what you hear from the pulpits. I struggled with those issues for a long time, and I really didn't get a lot of help along the way. I like to feel now that I am comfortable, that really there is no conflict between science and religion. But it took me a long time to come to that realization. So that's kind of the motive for writing the book. What I try to do in the book is really address some of the stumbling blocks. Where are the areas where people, there are walls to faith, Christians who don't respect science, scientists who don't respect Christians. I just continue, or all right, and you'll clip out the opening. Yeah. So there's really two specific audiences, people in the sciences who are struggling with those same questions I did, but also people from a religious background who are struggling with the science. I think, people in the seminary training, and I think this would be an excellent book for them also. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about science. Science and scientists are not really trusted in the evangelical community. And I think a lot of that is just that it's not understood what the scientific method really is, what the vocabulary means. We always say, well, something is just a theory. And I think a lot of people don't really even understand what's included in that. So in the book, I try to go through just the process of science and demystify it. Then there's also a chapter which just takes a couple of topics and really goes into depths, which makes it not the most fun chapter. But just really understanding the real depths to which science does understand. Science knows what it knows, and I think people need to respect the things which scientists are saying, which is not to say that scientists never have agendas and don't twist the situation, and that comes out in the book. On the religious side, I think, or the theological side, really looking at our understanding of scriptures. The terms you hear very frequently now is, inerrant and infallible. And those are almost like litmus tests, but in truth, I'm not sure exactly what they mean. And I learned a lot writing the book, really going back and seeing, what is our orthodox understanding of inspiration of scripture. I think if we go back to the time before the friction between the science and theology, you find out there was kind of a different understanding of inspiration, how you read things. Obviously, not all of the Bible is literal. I think everybody agrees on that. And the question is, where is it to be taken literally? Where is it figurative? How is it written? Did Isaiah know he was writing scripture? And I think these are all questions that need to be addressed. And when you come to a better understanding of the Bible, you find out that really it removes a lot of those barriers. Another area where I think people, there's a problem is you'll hear the term methodological naturalism. So when scientists go in the lab, everything is the laws of nature. Everything's supposed to have an answer, and the answers are supposed to be the laws of nature. And obviously that doesn't match with our religious belief that God is at work. So the whole question of miracles, we are not deists, we are theists. We have an active, dynamic God who answers prayers and is at work in the world. And even within a quotes modern scientific worldview, can we understand miracles? And I think the answer is yes. So the book tries to deal with all of these issues. The last chapter goes into a lot of the implications, and I think you find that there are areas where we have to be more open to the mystery. There are a lot of things we just don't know. You know, the question, were Adam and Eve literal persons some 6,000 years ago? Well, you know, we really don't know that. And I think that's hard for some people to accept. But as you become more open to just accepting some of these mysteries, you find that the problems go away. And I hope that's what my book will achieve. Oh, sure, the title. I think over the years, a number of people have talked about the two books, the Book of Nature and the Bible, both being ways in which God speaks. And so, or you hear, you know, natural revelation and special revelation. And I would say, you know, a special revelation is the Bible, but it's also, I mean, God speaks in other ways. I mean, there are people who have visions. Or just the Spirit sends them a message. And I think the idea is the integrity of both. We don't have to disrespect science to respect the Bible or vice versa. I say that there's no reason why every scientist should not become a Christian. But that would be great. I think it would be nice if every Christian understood science. It's really the idea. There is something of value in both. I think we are losers. If you don't study the Bible, you are worse off for it. You are a very poor individual. But I think there's value in the science too. What we can learn from nature, which isn't to say everybody needs to be a scientist, but there's much to be learned from nature. It's an important revelation.